Welcome to episode 8 of Weed and Wealth. I'm your host, Jay. On this week's episode, as always, you know the drill by now. I'll review my green product of the week. And since it's the first Friday of the month, it's time for my monthly portfolio update. Then I'll end the show by jumping into our main topic of the day. And I think this will help a lot of people. Escaping credit card debt in the magical world of balance transfers and debt consolidation. So I got some really good stuff coming up for you guys later on in the show. So again, welcome to this week's show. As always, I hope everyone had a good week. Mine was really good, minus the heat. It's the first week of October, and there's absolutely no reason it should be 97 to 99 degrees majority of the week. I mean, yeah, there's a reason global warming, but you guys get my point. Anywho, I've been working myself back up to hiking, and I have a goal of reaching 5 pain-free miles by December, and I'm really confident that I'm gonna get there. So this past Sunday, I went to a Greenway with the boy, that's my son, for Sunday. So every Sunday, I call it Sunday, S-O-N-D-A-Y, and me and the boy do something, just me and him. So our typical routine will go out, grab breakfast, and then go for a hike at some Greenway or some state park in the area. And I was able to get in right at 2.5 miles with zero pain. That's a really big deal. I did some inclines. I went over a little bit of rough terrain, nothing too bad, but 2.5 miles, zero pain. Very excited about the progress. I also cooked quite a few dope meals this week, so feel free to check them out on IG at weed_andwealth. That's weed_and wealth. Now, for my smokers, my real smokers, my THC weed smokers, I know I've neglected you guys kind of, sort of, in the past couple weeks talking about, you know, everything going on with vaping, talking about different CBD products, but this week I'm back. I got you. This week's green product of the week, you know, some may call it the Don Dada, the big homie, but most of us know it is the OG. That's right. This week's green product of the week is OG Kush. Now, for many of us, whether we knew it or not, this was probably one of the first strains that we ever smoked. Now, I'll be the first to admit that the smell isn't the best. It's not really offensive, but it doesn't have necessarily a pleasant aroma like, say, a Pineapple Express strain. To me, it smells a bit like outside, like, you know, when you were young and you would come in the house and your mom says you smell like outside. So it smells like a little dirt mixed with pine. You know, I'm sorry, that's not the best description, but that's really the best I can think of. And honestly, it's not a very smooth smoke either. I sometimes find myself coughing, eyes watering. You know, it has a certain bite to it. So I know what a lot of you are probably thinking. If I said all that about the smell and the bite of the smoke, why in the hell is it my green product of the week? Super simple. The high is amazing, and it hits hard and quick, like beep beep Roadrunner quick. And on top of that, it gives you a super boost of energy, at least for me. And it definitely makes you more talkative than normal. So let me kind of throw out this disclaimer. If you aren't really a smoker and don't like to be high, this is not, I repeat, this is not the strain for you. But if you are a smoker and you like a nice high, you like that energy, you like a quick, hard-hitting high, and you can deal with the harshness of the inhale and the exhale, like I said, with the bite of the smoke, I definitely encourage you to either take a trip back in time and revisit an old friend, or if you've never experienced the OG, definitely add this to your rotation and enjoy the ride. And as always, shoot me a comment. Let me know if you tried it for the first time or went back and sampled it once again, and just let me know how you feel. or how it made you feel. Now, on to our September portfolio update. I mean, honestly, September was a really, really good month for our portfolio. Our portfolio was up just over $18,000 this month, putting us right at $639,000. And we beat the market by just over 1.3%. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we beat the market 7 out of 9 months this year. And overall this year, we're crushing the market. I'm not sure about how much I'll know that probably by next episode, but I think we're beating the market by about 10% this year, which is a really big deal. And on top of that, it was a very strong dividend month as well, with us bringing in just over $1,200 in dividends. And so I had a bit of free time this month, so I also did a fair share of retirement planning, trying to really, really narrow down my projected retirement year. And so right now, I think if things stay on track, work fairly well, I can see us both retiring between 2024 and 2026, which at first seems kind of far away, but honestly, when I think about it, it's really close, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And that's kind of sort of scary, but I feel that retiring, or at least having the option to retire between 2024 and 2026, is definitely possible. And for whatever reason, I think that whatever year I decide to retire, I just think it would really be kind of dope to retire on Halloween for some reason, or whatever year it is. I know that's a little weird, but I just think it would be cool to retire on Halloween. But anyway, I honed in on what I think our exit number would have to be to retire. And I was able to come up with a low, mid, and high number. So I'm feeling really good about the planning I did this month as far as early retirement. So I'm feeling really good about our tracking and the future of that. So, you know, like I said, first Friday of the month. So I'm always going to give you guys just a personal peek into my portfolio. And I also do this on Instagram as well, but you know, I might as well do it on here too and relay it to those who aren't following me on Instagram. Now, on to the main topic of the week. A few people have asked me over the past few weeks, and a couple asked me this week, so I felt it was a good time, especially with Christmas coming up, and you know, as you guys are going shopping, companies and stores are trying to get you to sign up for the store credit card. So the main topic of the week: escaping credit card debt and the magical world of balance transfers and debt consolidation. So, do you have a lot of credit card debt? Do you feel like you'll never get it paid off because of sky-high interest rates and you just can't seem to work that balance down? Well, I'm here to help you out. When you think of credit cards, or when I think of credit cards, I think of two things: debt and interest rates. Now, according to the NerdWallet, which is a really good website, the average American has a credit card debt of over $15,000, and those people are getting killed with interest rates. Now, most of you know, but for those that don't, are probably wondering, well, how do interest rates kill you? Per usual, you know, I have to toss out a nice example for you guys. Now, let's say you have a credit card with a balance of $6,500 and an APR, that's an annual percentage rate, or interest rate, of 19%. Now, let's say you only paid a minimum. By the time you pay that credit card off, out of pocket, you would have paid $15,000 on a bill that was originally $6,500. That's over $8,000 in interest. That $8,000 is more than the original amount that you had in the first place. Now, listen, there's absolutely no need to be embarrassed or to be hard on yourself. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are being weighed down with credit card debt right now. Hell, even with the financial knowledge that I had from growing up, for quite a while, I mean for a few years, I was getting hit pretty hard month after month with interest rate charges. That is, until I took a hard look at my finances and set a plan to get out of the revolving credit card cycle, and to get out of that cycle of having interest just stack up and pile up and just keep my credit card balance afloat. Not necessarily afloat, because when I think of afloat, I think of a good thing, but it just kept my credit card balance around, and I hated it. So, how did I work my credit card balance down? Two words: balance transfers. Now, I know a lot of you are probably asking, how do balance transfers work? So, basically, other credit card companies want your business, and they'll take on your current credit card debt for a certain time frame interest-free. Pretty cool, right? Now, there's usually a $150 fee, but that's a drop in the bucket to have a year or more of interest-free time to pay off your credit card. I've seen credit card promotions that were a year long, that were 18 months long, some even 24 months long, interest-free. Now, at the time that I did my balance transfer, it was a few years ago, but it was a Chase Slate card, and it had a really great promotion at the time. It was a free balance transfer, so I didn't even have to pay the $150. 0%, that means no interest, for 15 months. That promotion in itself allowed me to get a ton of credit card debt off my plate. Now, let me explain what that all means. It means you can transfer your balance from your high interest credit card over to this new card. Now, what you need to do, if the promotional period is 15 months, you need to make a plan to pay off the card in 15 months. And that way you don't have to worry about paying on the interest. Every single dollar you put towards that balance transfer will go directly to paying off your debt, and it won't be eaten up by interest. Now, listen very, very closely. This is super important. To make this work and to make sure you get your card paid off, don't add any additional charges to the card you are in the process of paying off. Take that card out of your wallet. Take that card out of your purse. Put it in a drawer. Don't use it after you make the balance transfer. The goal here is not to pay the card off and then rack up more debt. You want to pay that card off and keep that debt off your plate. Now, a great resource to check and see who has the best balance transfer promotions for the month is NerdWallet. You just simply go to Google, type in NerdWallet best balance transfer promotions, and boom, right there are several options or different credit card companies and promotions to help you get out of debt. Now, another option that I've used in the past is debt consolidation. Now listen. I know. If you listen to the ball guy on YouTube, whose initials are the same as Dominican Republic, that gives out great advice for the most part, he's pretty against debt consolidation. Now, this is one of the few topics where I can't agree with him. Mainly because I find it strange that he's so against debt consolidation and balance transfers when he himself years ago filed for bankruptcy to get out of his own debt. But anyway, that's beside the point. But I believe for us, the average person, debt consolidation is a great option. Now for me, the main reasons I chose it is that I was tired and frustrated trying to manage, I think it was 5 or more different credit cards and debts that had different due dates, different interest rates, different payment amounts, and it made paying everything off just seem like this daunting, impossible task, like I just couldn't get my hands or a handle around the debt because it was so spread out. But once I consolidated my debt, I felt a tremendous release. I felt so much less stress and pressure from trying to manage all that. So what debt consolidation does is a company will give you a lump sum of money. Now, when they give you that lump sum of money, don't go do anything extra with it. Don't go, ooh, I got this lump sum of money. Let me go buy this TV or let me go buy these shoes. No, use the money for your intended plan. Use that money to pay off your debts. So like I said, debt consolidation gives you this lump sum of money at one low fixed rate. If I remember correctly, mine was 4%, I believe. And it gives you that money to pay off your credit cards and leave you with just the debt consolidation bill to pay off. And let me tell you, having one single bill and one set interest rate with one set monthly payment gave me so much peace of mind. Just one bill, going from 5 or 6 different bills to one, is just a huge mental relief. I also added an extra 15% to whatever payment that they had me paying just so I could pay it off faster. I set it up on an auto payment and just went on about my life. It was a beautiful thing just not to have to say, this month, let me get this bill paid. Let me get this bill paid this week. You know, I talk about it with investing. I am a big fan of automatic payments, just the set it and forget it mentality. You can just go on about your life. Now, I'll admit, I'm not super well versed in debt consolidation, but for me, I went through Marcus by Goldman Sachs, and I was very pleased with that company. Like I said, they gave me a great rate. They gave me a great lump sum of money. I think they gave me maybe $20,000 at 4 years at, like I said, 4%, something like that. Now, for this podcast, for this episode, I did a little research on Google, and a lot of, from the reviews I read, a lot of people seem to like LendingTree because you can just put your information in their site and it'll circulate around and you'll get a bunch of offers from several companies who want your business. And each company will present you with their best interest rate, the amount of money they'll lend you, and for how long. So I definitely checked that option. So it seems like kind of a one-stop shop where you can, where all the companies will come to you versus you having to go out there and search for all the companies. And I say all that to say, there are options out there. Don't let debt continue to overwhelm you like it did me for so long. Find out what works best for you and just get that debt out of your life. But remember, again, any credit card you are working to pay off, don't add more debt to that card in the process, and just don't add more debt to your life. That's the point of all this. It's not just to get rid of this debt and replace it with more debt. You want to get this debt out of your life and keep it out of your life. You can do this. I believe in you. And remember, Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. So, that's it. Episode 8 is a wrap. I can't believe I've been this consistent to do this for 8 weeks, but here we are. Now, if you like what you heard, be sure to hit that subscribe button, that like button. Give me those 5 stars. Be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. Again, look for me on IG at weed_inwealth. That's weed_AND wealth on IG. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. And until next week, you know it, I wish you nothing but weed, OG Kush, and wealth. See you next Friday. Again, have a good week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.